45.
Yeah.
Brown, 45.
Yeah.
Hot.
You are listening to Any Given Sunday, Australia.
Alrighty, joining us now is a man with a very famous last name down under. He's Essendon royalty that is now carving a path out in college football. A pro kick alum who kicks the pigskin at the Arkansas Razorbacks, if I'm not mistaken. Number 31, Mr. Max Fletcher. How are you, mate?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Mate. Thanks for giving up your time. You've come back home for Christmas, which is amazing, and you've given up your time for us, mate, so we really appreciate it.
It's good to be home, you know. I haven't been home in a few months, so it's, you know, good to be back.
Absolutely. I do normally start off with, and Cards gives me a bit of shit with, a bit of an icebreaker, which we'll get to, but I just want to start off with number 31. Both you and your older brother Mason are rocking the 31. Mm-hmm. Did you get to pick the number, like, or is it just luck of the draw? And like, must be pretty special to wear the same number as your old man as well.
Yeah, for sure. I think luckily enough, I got to pick. So lucky enough that there was a number 31 on the team that actually left. So by the time I got there, the spot was open. So I said, you know, me and my brother's dream was always to play, you know, Australian football and wear the 31. And it may be a different, you know, sport, but, you know, it's there to be, you know, worn. And I'm grateful that, you know, we wear 31. And all the people back home know, you know, the Fletcher on the back, you know, is what we always wanted, so.
Yeah, awesome, awesome. Especially you have the name Fletcher above the 31. Just really tops it off there.
For sure.
My first little icebreaker that I do for everyone, just three people that you would have, dead or alive, at a dinner party, mate.
Ooh. I think I'd, obviously living in the US, it's some big-time celebrities, but I think LeBron James would be a good one. I'm big into sports, so I think it would be all sport people. LeBron, Michael Jordan, and then who else can there be? I don't know. I think probably Tom Brady, the GOAT of NFL. So I think I'll get some good, you know, info about sports. So I think that'd be pretty good.
It's a busy goat table right there. That's it's pretty good company.
There'd be a lot to talk about. So.
Oh, shit, yeah. Obviously, Maxi, you grew up in Melbourne, mate, and as we alluded to, in pretty tight around the AFL circles. Safe to say, like, footy and playing, kicking the footy and stuff was pretty big part of your childhood early on.
Yeah, I mean, up until 2020, I, you know, finished high school, I didn't really know what to do. And then so up until, you know, 2 years ago, I was playing AFL. And obviously with Dad being there, obviously that's what I wanted to do. And obviously it didn't work out. But up until, you know, a couple of years ago, that was my dream. And obviously playing school footy and, you know, called the Cannons for most of my time. And obviously that's all I watched, AFL. And I used to watch it with Dad and go to his games and, you know, watch my brother's games. And that's all I sort of knew for up until I grew up, you know. So, but I'm glad, you know, I still keep up with it, you know, like, you know, the grand final, all that stuff. So I still keep up with it, but it's just a bit, obviously a different, you know, different scheme over in the US. But yeah, like I said, you know, that was my dream and obviously it didn't work out, but I'm still, you know, happy that, you know, it's there. And even when I do come back, you know, it might be an opportunity, you know, to do that, so.
Well, so just on that, when, because like you said, you're making rep teams like the Cannons and things like that. Mm-hmm. When did the sort of focus shift across to punting and like American football? Sort of when did the decision happen?
Well, I think it was during COVID. So like my last year of school, I was really hoping to have a good season at school footy, which obviously we didn't get to play because of COVID, which was really annoying. But we finished exams, and I sort of, it was COVID, and then I sort of didn't really know what to do. And then lucky enough, so Nick Constantino, who's a good friend of my brother, joined Pro Kick. He obviously punts at Texas A&M. He's done now, but he was there for 4 years. And then we had a chat to him, and, you know, he really enjoyed it. Obviously my brother, he went to the same high school, so we sort of knew who he was, and he was a year above my brother, but they were really good friends.
Yeah.
So obviously he, you know, talked about Pro Kick, and he obviously did it. And then Mason joined the program, and when I was in high school, obviously 2021, he was there, but he really enjoyed it, and he enjoyed Chappie and Johnny and what they did for him. And, you know, obviously we have a good relationship with them. But I think it was when Mason got offered by Cincinnati and he committed, that's really when I really wanted to do it, like how awesome it would be to really go over there and obviously have a different experience. But I think I finished my exams and I joined January 2021 and I did it for the whole year. So like I said, you know, it was a lot, but it was definitely worth it. So
yeah, and it had to be good. Like obviously seeing Mason get the offer and things, it's like, oh yeah, this is real. Like this is a pathway that I can actually do. And obviously the Pro Kick boys are elite at what they do too. So awesome to be part of such a good program.
Absolutely. And like even just seeing like Jesse Mirko commit to Ohio State and those bigger schools, you sort of see what Johnny and Chubby can do, especially Mason and Cincinnati. They went to the playoff that year, which was really cool. So just seeing the games he played and seeing how many people he played in front of was really cool. And just seeing the experience, you know, like it's just a different experience to be able to enjoy. And it's something I sort of wanted to do, but I mean, I really enjoyed it and here I am. So.
You had, you know, football's in your blood, you know, dad and grandfather both played for the Bombers. And so how did dad Dustin find it, you know, when you finally committed and you know, your brother's obviously over there, that both of these boys have shipped off overseas?
I think dad's really good like that. He wasn't really a, you know, a pushy parent that wanted, you know, force us to play, which I'm really grateful for. Like he's a really quiet guy, and like he never really, you know, pushed us to play and, you know, train every day. And like obviously he did, but not in ways that, you know, I've seen. But he just wanted the best for us, you know, like any, you know, parent or child would want, just want their best for the kids. And obviously it didn't work out. Obviously I think he would have loved to see us play and it didn't work out, but you know, we're playing at an elite level, which is really cool. But I think he's happy. And when he went over there, he really saw how cool it is. And I think he really just wants the best for us. And I think he can see that now, just, you know, how, you know, living by ourselves and just living, you know, over there in the US, it's, I think he just wanted the best for us. And I think, which I'm really grateful for, that he's, you know, he's been like that, same as my mum as well. So,
yeah. So you mentioned that you started with the Pro Kick Legends. We've had a few of the boys on and we've been, you know, pretty big contact with the Pro Kick boys down there. But October 2021 is when you committed to the University of Arkansas. How did you find that whole process? You know, we know Johnny's pretty big in getting the players into the right spot, but how was it? And then finally signing on the dotted line to go over there.
It was my experience was really, like, really cool. Like, I sort of knew that all I could do is in AFL was kick it far. So I knew I had the leg for it. So Johnny and Chappie knew that I was just getting that technique right. But I think I first, the technique is really different to, you know, kicking the NFL ball. That's what Chappie really wants you to, point the pin and make sure you really get that. But I think it was August. So I think I did a bit of training for a good 5 months to sort of get, you know, get the film out and get a, you know, comfortably, you know, kicking the NFL ball. They do a really good job, Johnny and Chappie, about making you fit the program that you're going to, which I think they do a really good job of. And, you know, you sort of don't know. Like, I didn't know until I was going to Arkansas until he told me I was going to Arkansas. At 4 a.m. in the morning, and when the coach called me the next day. So I think that's a good part of it. Like, you sort of don't know, but I had time to, you know, talk to my, you know, dad about it and mum about it and, you know, figure that out. But they do a really good job of making sure that you're comfortable with the decision. And, you know, I think, you know, Chappie said he was going to call me one day and I had an offer and it was Arkansas. And, you know, it's an SEC school. It's a big school. And I honestly didn't really know what it was, to be honest. We had to do some research, but Chappie, you know, you put all your trust into Chappie and Johnny because they've done it for so many, you know, years. And you obviously look at, you know, who they sent to the NFL, like Michael Dixon, you know, Mitch Wisnowski and all those guys. You trust them, and, you know, looking back at it now, it's been a really, I'm glad they did. So,
because like we've talked to the boys a bit, as Tommy said, and like the academic side of it does come into it quite a bit because they're all about, you go over, yes, you're playing college ball, but you're getting a degree as well. Did study come into it for you, the decision to go to Arkansas, and what are you studying?
Absolutely. So I'm doing sports management and communication. So Arkansas was a really good school, and John, that's the thing with Johnny, he really wants you to get a degree, and that's why I wanted to get a degree. That's what I went over there to do.
Yeah.
So I want to, you know, get a job and things like that. But I mean, Arkansas is a really big school. I think it's like 40,000, you know, on campus. So, I mean, they do a good job of, you know, mixing your classes with practice and all that. And you sort of go to practice and then go to classes and, you know, work out. So it's been really good. They have people there to help you out, and they, you know, it's been really good. So I'm grateful for, you know, Johnny helped me out with a lot of that. Obviously went to, you know, Pegs just around the corner. So yep, they did a good job as well with that. So
cool. So yeah, you've signed in October, end of 2021, 2022 season coming up. When did you get over to Arkansas and like meet the team and get into preseason training and everything like that?
I think I was watching Jimmy Ferguson's interview, and he said the visa issue. So there was a lot of issues about that. So I had to be over there January 13th, and we didn't know whether we were going to get the visa in time.
Yeah.
So if you don't get there in January 12th, you have to wait till August to go. So we were really pushing it to get over there. So I think I got the visa on like January 10th, and then we booked a flight the next day. So
Like cutting it fine, hey?
So I was really grateful that Johnny, and obviously it was COVID, so it was really hard, but
yeah, of course,
we managed to get it done. But obviously meeting the team, it's just so different meeting the team, and obviously having no prior experience. I knew one person who was a coach who recruited me, so apart from that, I didn't really know anyone. But like I said, Arkansas has been really good to me, and you know, the people and the coaches and the academic people, they've really welcomed me into the spot, obviously knowing how far I've come, and I don't really have family there or friends that I can, you know, just, you know, see, like, obviously, you know, around the world. So that's been a number one thing for me that made me want to, you know, go back next year, is that, you know, they've been really good to me, and I want to repay them for how they've treated me and, you know, what they've done for me. So I'm really grateful that there's people there that treat you, you know, that that's their job to, you know, make sure you're, you know, doing their job and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's awesome to hear. Like, they are so accommodating, and that leads beautifully into my next question. It was going to be, how did you adjust to college life? And did you lean pretty heavily on your brother Mason to sort of, you know, find out the little ins and outs, the do's and don'ts, and like the intricacies of being a college athlete and that sort of thing? Like, yeah.
Absolutely. Everything was just so new to me. And obviously he was there 2021. So I was obviously talked to him that whole year. He obviously was learning as well, but everything was just so new. No matter what it was, you know, the people, the train, the workouts were triple hard as what we did at, you know, Pegs and all that stuff, and the running, and or just everything was just so different. Living by myself and having an apartment, and just even just getting my own car, I had to walk to campus for the whole year. So, but that's why I'm grateful that I've got someone over there to help me, and we're still learning, but he's still far away, but I can call him any day I want and ask him, you know, what to do. And even especially for game day, like, people don't understand how big game day is over there. Like 100,000 people, you know, there. And he obviously gave me a few ideas and how to, you know, do that. But there was such a big change in how I prepared, and he obviously helped me with that. So he's probably the main reason, you know, why I'm here. So I'm really grateful that he's, you know, obviously doing his own thing as well. But he, you know, helped me a lot. So I'm really grateful.
You always got to help out little bro, for sure.
Absolutely. We always battle to see, you know, who had the high average. And
yeah, I love it. So,
yeah.
Little in-family comp.
That's it. It's all family, though. Yeah. There, so,
that's yeah. it.
So you said that you got to walk every day. How far are you, obviously living off campus? How far are you actually walking every day?
Yeah, so the first year I was off campus, but technically I was on campus. So it was about a 10-minute walk every day. Luckily enough, my roommate was my long snapper, so we're obviously good friends. So
yeah,
he used to drive me. Luckily enough, we had the same workout time. So but if we didn't have the same workout time, we'd have to walk, you know, 6 a.m. every morning. And but lucky enough, last year I got my own car, so I was able to, you know, to drive to campus, and I have my own house now, so with 3 other people. So it's really good fun.
Nice.
Yeah, for sure. Where, for those that don't know, and I'm a little bit naive, I know roughly where it is, but where is Arkansas? And, you know, is 6 a.m., is it snowing there, or are we in the Midwest where it's a bit hotter? Or
Yeah, it really, so Arkansas was in pretty much right smack bang
pretty,
in the middle.
Pretty central.
Yeah.
Right, it's a bit to the right a bit. So I think it borders like 8 different states, maybe 7 different states. So the best way I can, it's 5 hours south of Dallas. So I can, sorry, cool. It's you drive down 5 hours to get to Dallas. So
yeah.
It's where Fayetteville is, it's like northwest Arkansas. So it's right in the top left. So it's a really nice spot. That's another thing. Chappie and Johnny did a really good thing for me, finding the right spot, and it's a real quiet spot, and there's a lot of stuff to do, and I'm grateful that it's a really, you know, great place to live, and I've enjoyed it so far.
Man, it could not have been scripted any better. I don't know if Johnny or anyone had anything to do with this, but week one rolls around, you make the starting lineup, and it's against Cincinnati, where brother Mason is actually playing and starting as well. That must have been like mum and dad made the trip, which is huge. I saw a photo of you guys there, which is awesome. But that must have been a huge moment for all four of you, really.
Absolutely. I mean, so my coach told me not to say anything that I was actually playing. So my brother didn't know I was playing until I told him before the game.
Oh, you're joking. Yes.
So, and then, but I told my parents and they were really excited. But so, and he was really surprised. So, but obviously, you know, it's, who what better to play in front of 100,000 people? Even though it was my first game, so it was really new to me. And I think you could see in the game, it was just really nerve-wracking for me, obviously the first game and new experience. But I think we won the game. He punted better than me.
You got the WA room, that's huge.
We won the game, so that was, I held that over him. But
yeah.
Like I said, you know, like we, I remember kicking in the backyard with him, you know, he always punted the ball, you know, far, and he kicked it, and obviously playing footy, just to see him, you know, go out there and punt was really exciting for me. Like, obviously, we want the team to win, but obviously wanted him to punt the ball far, so it was a bit in between, but like I said...
It'd be like a weird situation, like, yeah, Mason's coming out to punt, and you're sitting there kind of cheering him on.
Yeah, so I stood at the back, so no one was...
Yeah.
But I know my family was there, and they were watching, so I'm really... they were really excited, and All we want, you know, me and my brother, just to make my family proud. I think that's a big thing, and to see them, you know, really excited, and that really made me, you know, want to keep on playing, and you know, here I am. So,
oh, mate, it's like such a special moment, and especially for mum and dad to be there live to see it, so good.
Yeah, it was just so weird that the first game. I don't think Arkansas and Cincinnati have played each other in like 80 years.
There you go.
And funnily enough, the first game. I don't know if Johnny and Chappie, like you said, got that, but it was really cool, and you know, that's a, you know, the best moment of my life, you know, forever. You get to play against your brother in front of a lot of people, so I'm really grateful that I was put in that position.
It's hard to top. So year one, pretty successful for you guys. You finished with a bowl win over Kansas. How did you find your own performances personally year one while you're settling in and adjusting and everything like that?
Yeah, like you said, it was a lot of new stuff, and I must admit, it probably wasn't the best year for me. I can admit that now. And I think I was second last in average, and it was just so different. I mean, just going out there to punt in front of a lot of people really got me a bit nervy. And
Yeah. That's
the one thing I sort of had to work on. And I think I averaged 37, which is, you know, I can say this now, wasn't what I wanted. And I started the first 8 games, and then this other guy came in and played the next few games. So it was disappointing. And I sort of knew at the end of the year that I really had to, figure it out, and lucky enough I punted in the bowl game, and that was really fun, and we ended up winning by 2 points, so that was really fun. Like, you sort of get to experience, you know, different things, and the experience of last year really made, you know, my performance and, you know, mentally and me better this year. So it you know, the stats weren't there, but at the end of the day it really helped me get better for, you know, this year and, you know, next year, and all those, hopefully punting in the NFL one day.
Yeah, well, you've nailed it. You've bloody segued beautifully into my next question again. So on the kind of the flip side this year, the team's maybe not doing as well, but your performances personally have definitely gotten better. I think you've added over 10 yards average to your punt. What do you think has been the biggest factor in your growth this year? And also, do you think, and it's kind of a weird thing to say, but the team obviously maybe not doing as well perhaps means you're getting a bit more opportunity to punt and things like that. Do you think that's been a bit of a factor as well?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's a bit of a hard one. Like, you sort of got to find that in-between of, you know, rewarding your performance, but seeing the team
that's right,
really
yeah.
not So I think I have to find that balance. But obviously, you want the team to win, and obviously, I'd rather punt less and, you know, win games. But at the end of the day, awesome. My job is to help the team. And I think mentally was a big thing for me. Like, I sort of know that I can sort of punt the ball, you know, what my coach wants and, you know, what we do and how we kick it. But I think mentally just finding that balance between, you know, not getting too nervous. I know it's hard to not get nervous, but even just finding different techniques before the game and the preparation, I think, for me was the best thing. And
yeah,
obviously Cam Little, my kicker, who I'm really good friends with, just declared for the draft. So I held the ball for him. So that was really good. I think just going out there to hold the ball, and sounds easy, but holding the ball and just going out there to find that, even just seeing the, like, seeing, going out there and seeing the crowd and just,
well,
really,
yeah, like, you kind of, you're exposed to more plays and you're out there more. Did you hold in your first year?
I did not. So I did hold for, I held for the bowl game.
Yep.
That was probably my best game. So I think that helped me. Just even just going out there and you just seeing the crowd, and that gave me a good understanding of, you know, what it was like to go out there.
Yeah, for sure.
But like I said before, just, I think preparation was the best thing, and mentally just understanding what I need to do. Just finding different, you know, breathing techniques, and when I go out there to punt, and knowing that I have to punt on fourth down, and just knowing that I believed in myself, and obviously my coach, Coach Fionn and Coach Pittman, did a really good job and sort of instilling that belief in me, especially after last year, which I think helped me. And obviously there's going to be some bad punts here and there, but at the end of the day, I'm trying my best, and I'm just going out there to have fun, and just go out there to have fun and punt the ball, and whatever happens, happens. And that was the sort of outlook, you know, I had this year. So
it's definitely worked for you. Like Kat said, you've added to, you know, 10 yards pretty much per punt. So that, and for people who don't know, that's enormous. Like, so huge raps for you there. But there is two plays that I want to just talk to you about from the past season. The first one, you had a couple that were 70 yards plus. One was 71 yards. Now, that's enormous because, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 71 yards and it's from the line of scrimmage. So how far back are you? What, 10, 12 yards further back? So you're punting, you know, 15 80 yards, plus yards.
I'm 15 yards back from the snapper, so you've got to add 15 more yards. So
you've punted at nearly 90 yards. Oh, that's enormous.
Yeah. It was lucky. I got a lucky bounce, I must admit, but you get lucky bounces.
You take them, you take them, and they go your way.
It doesn't matter how you get it, as long as it gets far and there's no return. And
that's it.
I know Mason was credited with an 85-yard punt, though. Does he ever let you know about that one?
Well, I think there was a lot of wind behind that. So both of mine were no wind. So, but obviously, you know, it's good to see.
Perfect. Nice little flex on him.
Yeah.
That's it.
The other one was against LSU, and you had a rush for a first down. Was that a play that you called yourself, or did it just happen? And it was I have seen the play. It didn't look like a bad snap. It looked like it was pretty well set up.
Right through the middle.
So,
like,
yeah.
Not even.
So, yeah, that was called. So we obviously looked at the film and saw that was what the fake field goal, we call it. So we looked that through the whole week, and obviously their coaches, you know, obviously look for that. We practiced that every day, that exact play every day. So I knew what I was going to do. And then I believe it was 4th and 2, and we called a timeout. And my coach looked at me, he's like, oh, can you run? We call it, obviously, whatever. Can you run now? I'm like, I think so. And then I was like, oh, shoot. I'm like, oh, no, I'm about to run a fake. And then the head coach came up to me. He's like, oh, can you get the first down? I was like, oh, hell yeah, coach. And I was like, oh, still. Love, so we confidence. Had a timeout. So we had to wait there for 3 minutes. So I was waiting there for 3 minutes knowing that I had to run the fake.
Yeah.
And then we went out there, we were good to go. And then obviously the kicker looks at the, you know, the coach, and he gives us the ready. And at first I didn't really, so the kicker nods and I didn't really see it. So he had to do a big nod to make sure I did. And then off we went. And then he just, I guess, just get the first down. I think I had to get 2 yards. So obviously the preparation was there. Like, we practiced that every week, the whole week. So I knew what to do. Everyone knew what to do. It was just mad, you know, get that first down. And I think it was the third quarter and in front of 100,000 people, so you can't really get better than that. So probably the best moment of the year. So
it was huge. And it looked like, from my angle watching the video, that you almost got, like, the guy ran straight past you. And I thought, shit, you're going to be well short if you get tackled there. But you just bustled past him and made it, and you up and about, and everyone got around you, which was huge.
I don't think I've ran quicker in my life. Like, it's just so different to those, you know, obviously those athletes are just so bigger and stronger. So I was lucky enough that I didn't get tackled. Like, I think the referee was in the way, so...
Yeah, you did. You ran into the ref.
He sort of stopped me from getting hit, so I'm sort of grateful the ref was there. So, but, like I said, just run fast and get the first down, and no matter what it is, the outcome happens. And
oh, yeah.
I think I got 6 yards, so it was a big play in the game that we needed. So you've got to do what the coach asks.
And surely that instills confidence in you from their side of point, which is huge. But you mentioned it a few times now. You're playing in front of, you know, 65,000 plus every week, you know, right up to 100,000. I know you played in Alabama this year, which was 107,000 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever ring the old man and just say, mate, you didn't play in front of this many people every week?
I think he's got me once in the grand final. 2000 was 108,000. So I always tell him that. I always send him a video of like, oh, you know, 85,000 every week. I don't think he did that every week. So, but like I said, he's obviously gives me help, and he obviously went through that playing in front of a big stadium. So that's another, you know, good thing about that. But it's all in, you know, good heart that we always joke about that stuff. So,
do you get nervous in front of that many people, or are you kind of, like you said, you've got that breathing technique down pat now and you're all sweet?
Yeah, I think, like you said, the first year was probably the biggest issue. But like I just said before, that helped me this year to obviously do that. And I think we had 4 away games. Was Dallas, we played at the Cowboys Stadium, which was 90,000. And then LSU was 110,000. And then Ole Miss was 80,000. So I think just knowing that, you know, you're there for a reason. And obviously, you know, Chappie does a good job of that to make sure that you're really comfortable with those situations. And obviously I credit my performance to, you know, mentally being able to, you know, figure that out. And it's obviously very daunting to go out there and everyone's looking at you, but at the end of the day, you just got to stick to what you know and, you know, punt the ball. And like, you know, Chappie always says, just, you know, be confident. Just, you've done it 1,000 times, and it's no different to punting outdoor, you know, outdoor with your dad or with dad, or, you know, Chappie. We did it with Chappie, you know, every day. So it's no different to going out there and just punting the ball like you normally do. So.
So true. How does the Hogs student section stack up, and do they have any cool chants or anything like that?
It's pretty cool. That's another thing about the SEC schools. They're really big. So there's a lot of students there. I think they fill up like 4 hours before the game. Like, it's unreal. Like, you last year against Alabama, which is a big game, they camped out 2 days before to get a good seat. So it's just so different to AFL. Like, you just would never see these things. But that's another thing, you sort of feed off the, you know, the crowd. And that, obviously, like you said, the student section are right there, they're behind the opposition bench, so there's always
perfect,
you know, a bit of talk there. But I think there's about 15,000 students that get there before the game, and it's just really cool. Like, you just, obviously I know a few people there, and they obviously, you know, send me videos and them in the crowd, and it's just really cool to see, you know. You don't really get that here, so it's really cool.
Yeah, for the casual observer here in Australia, I don't think we understand like the scale of college football and what it is over there. Like, it's just on a completely different planet. Like, it's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, like I said, the SEC, and obviously it's just so, like, you could play against NFL athletes. Like this year, you play against, you know, Jalen Milroe. I punted to, you know, to Anaya Smith, who's a Texas A&M. You know, Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's going to be a top 10 pick. You just see those guys and just see how cool it is to be able to play against those guys. And it's hard to see, you know, here, because everyone's sleeping here when we're playing. But that's one thing about, obviously, Pro Kick, they're sort of bringing an audience to America, but also as well, you know, back to the Australian thing, you know, people, you know, play here and obviously want to, you know, there's a lot of people that want to do it. And it's really cool to see, you know, athletes obviously here in high school, you know, wanting to punt. So
absolutely. You mentioned you're at home at the moment, back in Australia, enjoying a bit of time with the family over Chrissy. Mm-hmm. What does the next sort of few months look like for you?
Yeah, so I'll obviously be back for January 12th, and then I guess we're back into pre-season workouts. So from January till September is the first game, so there's a good 6 months out of just straight workouts and practice. So you go to class and you go to, you know, workout and practice and all that good stuff. But that's another thing that you sort of really keep busy. That's really helped me. There's a lot of stuff to do, and, you know, you're doing homework and then you're going to practice, and you get, by the time you get back, it's 8:30 at night, and you're sort of, you're done for the day. And the next day you got to wake up at 7 a.m. and you do the exact same thing. So
again, yeah.
So it's a really good thing. Like, I think just keeps me busy. And by the time, you know, you get done, it's, you know, the month of workouts are already finished. So it's a really good program that they have, that you sort of know what to do and you go to class and, you know, all that good stuff. So you sort of, for the summer, it gets really hot in Arkansas. So the summer workouts are really brutal.
Yeah.
You know, 40 degrees every day. But at the end of the day, it's all worth it. They make you really work hard. Because you need it in the SEC.
Those days are special because you're all in it together, and I reckon it bonds the team together when you're,
absolutely,
you're all against it. You're all in it together, so they're pretty
for sure. And like, you're around the football team from 80% of the time. Like, you're around the team for most days. I mean, you've got some classes with the football guys, and you sort of go eat breakfast, and this, you know, you talk to them all the time. So, I think everyone knows how much hard work it is, but at the end of the day, you want to play for a national championship and you want to play in a bowl game. So
yeah,
it all stacks up at the end of the day. So, you know,
are you a goal setter? Have you set yourself some post-college goals that you're working towards?
Obviously making the NFL, I think that's a big one. It's a really big thing, but like I said to Tommy before, I want to get that degree. That's a big thing for me. I went over there wanting to get that degree and come back with a job. So that's my goal. And obviously making the NFL is in the, you know, behind that, but
yeah,
that's what we're working for. I think everyone on the team would say their goal is to make the NFL. But there is some small goals, you know, wanting to average, you know, average certain averages, you know, 48 yard average, but I'll probably set them at the start of the year before the games. And
yeah, awesome.
You sort of see what those things happen. But at the end of the day, you just go out there to have fun and enjoy the moment. And, you know, whatever happens, happens, you know, so.
Amazing. Really good.
Yeah, just a couple more questions to finish, mate. But it is an especially busy time of the year, so, and you having some time off. So we can't thank you enough for actually coming on and joining us and giving us such an insight into the life of a punter and coming from the SA. So really huge shout out and appreciate you coming on.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Just to finish off, you've seen, like you said,
I'll have one more too.
Then Karts has another one. This is my last one. You said you watched the interview with Jimmy Ferguson the other day, and he really, same as you, went from year one to year two to year three and really started to climb, making into the Ray Guy 8 this year. You were on the Ray Guy watch list. Is that something that you do strive for as well, to really kind of see, you know, seeing the likes of Tory Taylor winning it? Is that something that is in your sights?
Yeah, I think that's everyone's side. I think being a punter is just a statistic job. Like, you sort of look at the average, and I know Jimmy's talked about this, just seeing, like, it's not really based on average. Like, you sort of might have a good game and, like, you might pin 4 punts inside the 5, but you might average 33 yards.
Yeah.
Or you might average 33, but you've helped your team win. So that's, I think, another thing my brother talked about. You know, it's just not about, you know, looking at the average and, you know, looking how far you are into the average, you know, top 10. But obviously there's goals like that. I think everyone would have a goal of sort of getting to what they want. But you're obviously seeing Tory Taylor and Matty Hayball and Alex Mastromano getting the top 3 for the Red Guy. You sort of want to get there. And I'm happy for those guys. And, you know, what they did was really cool. And the thing about Pro Kick, that everyone's in it together, and, you know, everyone's happy for all the other, you know, punters. And you make good friends along the way, and you're really happy for them. And that's another thing I want to do next year, is just keep on improving. That's the main thing. Keep on improving and keep on getting mentally ready and just prepare myself for whatever happens. And at the end of the day, you just go out there to have fun, and you see other punters and you just look at them, and then you can see how much they're enjoying themselves. And you just want to improve. And I just want to improve from this year, and no matter what it is. And at the end of the day, you just go out there to enjoy the moment, playing in front of the big crowds, and just have a moment to yourself and really enjoy that. So
beautiful. Well, my final question is not football related, but are you single man taken?
I'm a single man at the moment. You know, football's pretty busy, so I try to.
Also, the follow up is what's the social scene like around the campus and in Arkansas?
It's pretty cool. I must admit, it's just something I never experienced before. Even just there's a lot of stuff to do. Especially on campus, they give you a good especially when people don't play a sport, that obviously they set up a lot of events, which I must think it's really cool. There's a lot of stuff to do, and even just like, you know, watching the basketball, our basketball team is pretty cool to go to. So they made the Elite Eight last year, so we always go to watch the basketball, which is pretty cool. Even baseball, they're good at baseball, so we always go watch them guys, and it's really cool to see. There is stuff to do there, and the campus is really cool. And another thing, like I said, you know, before, that Chappie and Johnny obviously look at that stuff and they see what you would enjoy and what you wouldn't. And I've really enjoyed my time there. And there's the stuff to do, even just playing a bit of golf, I enjoy. So it's been really cool. So
awesome. No, I love to hear it. And yeah, like Tommy said, can't thank you enough for joining us, mate, and taking time out of your day. We appreciate it so much.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Absolutely, mate. And we'll definitely be adding the Razorbacks on the list of teams to follow next year, mate. So all the best going forward. Merry Christmas to you and the family. And, we'll definitely keep on top of you going forward, mate.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Maxie.
Thank you.